A wise rabbi once said that the world is sustained by three things: by justice, by truth, and by peace. When justice is done, truth is served, and peace is achieved. In Catholic social teaching, we understand that nonviolence denotes peace with justice, that we should be peaceful, truthful, and loving in our relationships, especially with those who don't share our opinions. Martin Luther King stood on these nonviolent tenets as well. He understood that peace cannot be achieved by conflict, rioting, and unrest. It can only be achieved by a constant call for justice, starting of the truth, and softening the hearts with kindness. When we approach social justice with kindness and truth, justice and peace will follow. Mahatma Gandhi said that nonviolence is not a garment to be put on and off at will. Its seat is in the heart, and it must be an inseparable part of our being. Sadly, that's not what we see on the evening news today. In our country, we see rioting, looting, and violence. We see young men losing their lives with excessive reactions, policemen killed while sitting in patrol cars, and people overreacting, with so-called leaders fueling the fire of violence. And across the world, we see beheading, young schoolgirls kidnapped, and men and women being martyred for their faith. The wise rabbi would teach that this is not the way to peace. Catholic social teaching would argue that we should peacefully get people together to find a solution. One of the greatest leaders of social justice in the 20th century, Martin Luther King, would beg us to stop the violence, and Gandhi would tell us that an eye for an eye will only make the whole world blind. At the center of nonviolence, Martin Luther King said, stands the principle of love. What has happened since the death of Dr. King to undo the work he gave his life for? Where are the leaders, especially religious leaders, who will continue the legacy of nonviolent protest? Our country needs leadership, not neat 30-second soundbites on the news. We need people who understand the process to initiate the conversation, do the hard work, usually behind the scenes, and move our country to a better understanding of the truth. And the world needs leadership, not the savagery that is disguised as faith. What we don't need are leaders with their own political agendas, lining their pockets while their followers are rioting in the streets and much of the world is unsafe. Where's the next Gandhi, Mandela, Kennedy, or King? Where are the leaders that can show us a better way? Most of the world's religions teach these same principles of kindness and truth, justice and peace. We need leadership that can get this done. I hope and pray that these leaders will emerge. Until then, I'll keep praying for peace. This is Tony Agnese.